This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
We begin by Yikra Karbonis. I'd like to share with the Eilam and Ha'ar a gedank that I had in the Nyanim of Karbonis. Machshav, something Nayan gedank. Tfila is b'makom karbonis. Unfortunately, we don't have karbonis. Chazal tell us tefillah is connected to karbonis. What is it about tefillah that compensates karbonis? Was liegt in the carbon? Was liegt in the tefillah as the tefillah is with the carbon? So Avada, of course, Karbonis is about Kaparas Aveinus. The basic inyan of Karbonis is Kapara. Mensch tut a chet. So he has to bring a carbon. No, a lot of the tefillah, we ask, Lachlonu, the bet of Kapara, Benshuz or Meichel sein unser Aveiris. So the basic of karbonis is in tefillah, poshet, yeah? But there are many karbonis which are not avera oriented. It's not about averas. Many, there's a karbon shlamim, karbon teida. So also, there's chalakim of the tefillah which also are to thank the Eibishter. So anyone who gives an honest look, so to speak, kuk tarein mit anemis, he'll see karbonis and tefillah, there's a parallel, there's a connection. A lot of carbon lichtchen in the tefillah, and a lot of what we say in the tefillah lichtchen the mice of the karbonis. But I think Habesai, there's a general yisoid in carbon, which is in tefillah. There's a general overlook, overview. The word is not overlook, it's an overview. General overview of what a carbon is, which is the base, yisaid of tefillah. And that is carbon's l'skarif l'akodesh baruch hu, to come close to the Eibishter. Carbon is adam ki yakiriv mikem, carbon l'ashem. All the mefarshim, don't have to even enumerate it, everyone knows this. The ikar is the krevus l'akodesh baruch hu. The prat, how to do it is mit ha-carbon. Oh, but the main thing is the kravus, Adam, Kiyakriv, Mikem, the mensch. A person can go through the motions, yeah? Bring an entire carbon, but if he doesn't have kavana, right? All right. See, Keshachna Behema, that's what he did, no? Keshachna, huh? Oh, Hasmelech Darain Kop. When hearts, if you put your feeling, your mind, your machshav into the carbon, carbon is kravus, carbon mikem, and that's the chayre tefillah too. Tefillah is to become close to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, to become attached to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. The lashon of tefillah is actually to be tied, gebunden. Svarim schreiben, mefarshim amazbir, naftulei elikim, niftalti, imachesi gam yachalti. I tied, locked horns. In English, it's mamish. I locked horns with mamish. You ever see when two, you lock horns, mamish, entwined. Das is naftulei, tefillah. Naftulei, tefillah is naftulis mikusher tied zugebunden. Carbon mikusher to the Eibishter. Tefillah also mikusher to the Eibishter. Every yeshiva bach knows the first Reb Chaim Brisk in the Sefer. If you don't know that, how could you ever say ever learned Reb Chaim? The first one, mamish. As Reb Chaim is mazbis, dot zvei dinim in tefillah. Well, actually, maybe not the exact, not the first one, but it's in the beginning there. That there's two dinim in tefillah. There's the regular tefillah of saying tefillah, and then there's the kavan of tefillah. The Rambam writes, the kol tefillah she'ena b'kavan is not a tefillah. Yet we know you could be yotze without kavanah. First bracha, not the first bracha, the Mogen Avram. Today we don't do it. Yeah, okay. Today, even if you didn't want mechavan on the first bracha, we could discuss the halacha after the shir. But be'etzim, it's not ain't a tefillah. If anything, it might be a chiyuv. It might be one of the tanoim, the conditions to be yotze tefillah. But ain't a tefillah. It's the mahus from the tefillah, the chefza from the tefillah. Find an English word, because they'll say chmizakta. I know I'm going to get there. What do you think? I didn't learn English in my life. I read, but I'm saying asgzog the mahus and the mitzias das tachalz yeshivish sprach the essence of tefillah. Right now we could be officially on all the English stations. Yeah, right. The essence of tefillah. What is the essence of tefillah? Eimed lifnei hamelech, that you're standing in front of the king. Und as me hat nicht der Kavanah, sagt der Pchayim, Pshat, der Rambam, sie nicht kein Tefillah. Because the whole Tefillah means that you're Eimed lifnei hamelech, stehst vor der King. Yidalach, mit gekommen in Abbeis HaMikdash, you brought a carbon, you felt the same Eimed lifnei hamelech. It's the same hergish, same feeling. They come in base hamikdash. Keder sheba lira is right. Aliyah leregel. We can come in lira is end of the benish leilam. Mensch brengt that carbon. He saw it. Gezen. He saw the oimid lifnei hamelech. So we have that the tefillah and the carbon are very. He was up one of the same. One of the same. We understand what tefillah b'makom karbonis is. Abarabesai, karbonis is vast. Karbonis has so many different halachas. I'd like to pick one interesting prat in a carbon and see where is that found in tefillah. No, yidalach. Nit geschlafen, lamm lernen a Beisheil. Yeah. Gut, let's take one prat, an interesting nekudin tefillah. In carbon, and let's see wo gefinzach. Where do we see it in tefillah? Melach. Every carbon needs to have melach. It needs alcohol, karboncha, tak of melach. Avu is melach in the tefillah. It's hagizalts in the davenin. Shtal zachfar. The bal tefillah finishes. Ah! Az hagizalts in the davenin. Ach, kemush gehert. Who's up? Az azisa davenin, huh? Tell me what. As a bal tefillah, would you take that as a compliment? Oh, that was real salty. That was a salty davenin, huh? Well, yeah, you like, huh? A sweet davening, yeah. A starke davening, reis. A feste, yeshiva, shriva sprach. A feste davening, shay, akaba. About gesalts, I never heard anyone tell somebody dust is a gesalts in a davening. You know, kids today love salty, mit charif, mit chweiswasser, reis. Alle scharfe, jalapeno, mit jalapenos, chweiswasser, reis. My kid once gave me a potato chip with jalapeno. I couldn't. Das ist, wie essen wir das? Ich weiß, Efshim, Heint wird man von Sies ist geworden Säuer. I don't know, maybe the Eilam became more sharp. Charifim, ich weiß. So they have a sharp taste. About Kulpanim La Beisa, you held Gesalzen. Wie geht der Mensch a Brache, yeah? A praise, a shevach. A so Gesalzen a Davidin. Mein Kind folk Mamish hat geschmackedet von dem. You know what you tell him that? It's a jalapeno davening. It's a sharp gedich. Was? Is vu is dach? Where is melach in tefillah? Rabbi said, "Lamed le'elnin." Let's understand what the reason. Unser heilige Teira hat uns gesagt, we must legen melach. The Rebbeinu Shlomo mitzavuns to put salt on every carbon. Why? The Rambam me'mer nevuchim. Says an interesting yisaid. He says, Goyim, they wanted sweet. They wanted chametz. They wanted sardvash. That's how they brought sacrifices. Yeah, sacrifices to their avodah zarah. It should be sweet. Yeah. It should be leavened, grace, and gaive, grace. Onk ufgeblasen. And they also didn't want salt. Why? Salt takes out the blood. So they wanted that it should be with all the blood. Mit the ganze blood, mit the ganze. Sagt the Rambam to be mafkia, to be an anti. Was the Goyim, with the Goyim, a makiv there, avei dezaras, with honey and leaven, and on, without salt, we do punk fakelt. Yet? No sar, and no dvash, and yes, salt. Du tust azeim between punk fakelt. Ganz good, eh? Ayid weis, azein kleister, bei uns punk fakelt. Hein will man doch sein azeib, so weis. The maskilim, what did they want? That the synagogue should be a pesach reis hazeim with an organ, with a dos, with a yens reis hazeim, faputz, fafreis was had it. Should be a concert. No, right? Some safer, but gekämpft. There was a war that unsere shulin and unsere avoida should be what? Not like the goyim. Fakert from the guy. Whatever the guy does, we'll do the opposite. And thus is Makriv going according to Rebbeinu Shlomo. Rambam. There's some sefer. He challenges this Rambam. There's a machlekes rishenim. Rabbi Aaron Alevi in Bedek Abayis speaks that a kohen is not allowed to put dvash on his carbon that he eats. When he eats the bailim, on the skapim, when the kohen eats, right? The hanim have to eat karbonis. Do they put salt? So the Rabbi Aaron Alevi says that they have to put salt, but they don't have to be makbit on dvash. And this is a machlekes rishenim. Yeah, dvash. Yeah, melach. Maybe it's only on the carbon alone. Fsogtich sam soifer manavshach. If you hold you need to put salt, right, then you shouldn't have dvash. If the reason for the salt is to be not like the goyim, so how could a goyim lay dvash and lay gensalz? It doesn't work together. If you hold that you're supposed to put salt, and the reason for the putting of the salt is always what? Because you don't want not like the goyim who don't put salt, so then I shouldn't put vash either. The Rashba Taka Paskins, you don't have to be makbet on the salt. You don't have to put, the goyim doesn't have to put salt. Good. Zakhtar Samsev is good because could be it's not all the dinam of a carbon. But how does it go half and half? It's a effective some safer, yeah. And you can be mefalpul, it's part of the kapara, part of the carbon. is when the kohen eats. Do you need the melach? Don't you need the melach? This will leave in mezakt when we learn the sugis. But there's an interesting tour. The tour says, "Hey, a pashit. Tell me, fazich zalts to essen." Unfortunately, when you get older, nitzis or nitzayim, nitzalts, and the kain zach tom mit essen. You don't eat anything, right? But that's not prime food, right? Prime food is that it should be taste. And salt brings out the taste more than anything. Yeah? So, fazich, for yourself, you make salt in your food, is the Rebbein Hashem, Megitem Aras, Lechem Lefonai, Daf Menechet Zalt. You have to put salt. Yeah? Whatever you eat, give to the Rebbeinu Shloim Eichet. How many times? Fazich. No good, it's not working out. Oh, it's working out good, very good. How many times is the reverse? Fazich puts the Zachon, you know, it's a beautiful. Yeah, it does. Und wenn geht der Pesach, weiß er, Kiddush in Shul, der Pesach, weiß er. Sometimes, I Pesach, for the Rebbein Shem, darf man geben Shana, you know. Whatever you give for yourself, for the Rebbein Shem has to be more. So if you give yourself Melach, Zavada, darf versalzen, the Essen for the Rebbein Shem. No? Plain and Pashit. Yeah, good, Rabbi say, yeah. There's an interesting mahalich from the Sifsi Kain Alatera. Pilei Ploy. He says, Melach brings us back to Zdoim. Altamaisa. Zdoim, they didn't put salt in the food. You know the whole story with Ashes Light. Salt. You know what the word salt's supposed to remind you right away? Salt is daim, right? Melach's daim is, yeah? What's, they didn't give salt. Why didn't they give salt? You know, to give a person to eat, like I said, today it's a health thing to not put salt. But no salt is as daim to gazach, yeah? In carbon, daf min weisen name. Because Adam ki yakiv mikem, if you makiv the shlechta midas eichet, eh? Salt represents some maisis doim of not wanting to be mahana, not wanting to give the person a full, delicious eating. Yes, I made it the gas. If sekein ala teira, nu rabbeisa, yep, memele, zaltzmin, akol kabach takriv, fazaltzin akarbin. I think this is what he means. Mikem, part of the korban is to be makir the shlechta midas eichet. Salt reminds us of the shlechta midas eichet. I was thinking to myself, there's a whole sugi and shas melachs doimis. It's mesamis einayim, mever blind from them. Was melachs doimis? Vu melachs doim? Where? What doim? Where does doim come? Where? Da chashulcha reb shei vegan dem. Who has melachs doim today? Wait. Yeah, melachs doimis today, amaz. Anishta them, according to one side the Gemara's viskadishta viskudeshim, kedusha. So pasha means clean hands. Alefregen, does it have to do with melach's doimis? Is it two reasons? One reason? No good. Rabbeis lelalne, no daylem lelal nechet habistiba. Nit no drush mit meisis. Yeah, no. Rashul says we have melach's doimis today. We obviously have it. We don't realize it, but it somehow the oceans are connected and I don't know what, and salt, and it somehow you could have a kernel of melach's doimis wind up in your food. Huh? Maybe melach's doimis, chavesai, is a conceptual thing also. Zalt von doimis, besames einayim, und gab's odvash, viskanishtim, viskan kadeshim. Minion. Yeah. Macht. It's Mesame Seinai. You know what Mesame Seinai? Mensch macht der ganze Essen. And he's showing he's a tremendous Machnesairich. But deep down, was liegt in dem? Das war schlechte Midas, eh? Imagine you see it. It looks delicious. It's a tremendous. Ganze. course, five-course meal. You had the bis netman, the schlechte midas in them, licked in them, because it's missing the soot. Yeah, that's Alex Davis. Alex Davis. And with that's up fashion. We've got this to be Yisim Kedoshim. And we've got to call Kabon Chetak of Melach. That's Fasalzen. Fasalzen, yeah. And by say, what am I saying noch a word in Melach? You know, there's water, and there's salt from water. Water has salt. Chazal tell us that there was mayim elyonim and mayim tachtonim. There was the upper waters and the lower waters. Yerakia b'say chamayim, they split the waters. Chazal say they're called mayim beichim. The waters cried. What did they cry? You're disattaching us from you. We want to be close to you. Hat der Rebbein Shem gesagt, sagt der Chazal, am Medrash, I'll pay you back. I'll call Karbon Chotak of Melach. Where does the soul come? It comes in the water. Lake Mendoza Fab Mizbeach. Adon Kiyakim, you become close to the Rebbein Shloyla. Meiridik. The salt on the carbon is the waters that want to become close to the Eibishter. It's called Mayim Beichim. A kol karbon chotak of melach is a payment that the waters felt menutik from the Rebbeinu Shleim. Al nagas bavel sham yashavnu gam. What's euch gewe? What's meant euch geweint? Sham yashavnu ubachinu. Alasvarim, it's a famous vart. We cried with the waters. The waters were misnachim that they had the karbanis like this. They were attached to the Eibishter. So with the churban abayis, not only we cried, they were disattached from the Rebbeinu Shloimeh. The waters cried also. How are we supposed to attach ourselves? We kemen zechum kusha. Gam bechinam etavasa. We cried together with the waters. Waters cry. It's called Mayim Beichim. Waters cry. I always speak every yontif. Mishlep me of the Vassar. That's the way, you know, it's Pesach is coming, Chalamayt. They schlep the family, they take you always boating, mit their boat, mit, yeah, always near the waters, Baruch Hashem. And always my interesting thing. Waters storming. And how does it storm? It storms up. You ever see it? Wasser, wie geht Wasser? It storms up. Because the water wants to go back. It's crying, it's mein Beichen, it's schreit. Mikailois, Mayim, Rabin, Madire, Mishber, Yom. The waters cry. What do they cry? Rebbeinu Shleilam, I want to go back. I want to be in Makusha with you. Rebbeinu Shleilam, I want to be in Makusha. Mikailois, Mayim, there's a coil to Mayim. A coil, the coil of Bechi that it cries. So I made the Gevar from the Remes. What is Simchas Beis HaShe'eva? What is Simchas Beis HaShe'eva? A Beisai, Shlafnish, no, Mikaila Yisma. You want me to scream? I'll scream. Mikaila Yismaim Rab Madirim. No? What is the Simcha? It's the water. Maim Aliyin and Maim Atachtoin. Imriyamas. Mayud Gavart. It's the Simcha. The Vasa Kum Tzirik.
I wish the promise.
Simchas Beis HaShe'eva. Sukkis, the Yid is Mekushim at the Rebbeinu Shleilam. That's Sukkis, yeah. Sukkis, the Yid is Mekushim at the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Lifnei Hashem. The waters the women samech with the waters. Let the waters nisa chamay. Let the waters go back to the Rebbeinu Shlom. You know, Rabbi Isai, I want to tell you how other, and with this will end. I see the Olam Shlofta. What should I do? Wait. I don't have the keichas to scream today, to wake everybody up. All right. Have a ha'agah. You know, the night of Pesach, karpas, what do we dip it into? Dip into salt water. All right. I went to look, research, what's the reason for salt water, and I found taimim and taimim. The Seder Aruch is the classic sefer that brings all the taimim, yeah? So I look and I see he brings like this. One reason from Sefer HaMinhagim that the Kehani Mitzrayim weren't allowed to eat melach. Yeah. Almost like the Rambam's reason for the salt on the carbon, yeah? Mitzrayim, no melach? Yes, melach. Yeah. Same reason, right? Huh? Sounds familiar? Okay. Then he brings another thing, Isur Markim, salt represents pain, and therefore we're tell you with the carpet, may melash, akena carpus, avu roimus, li Isurim, avoidus perach. Salt. All right? Salt. Yah? Markim, like salt on top of a wound. Okay. This he brings from a different Irish. Then he brings episichveis that they went to tefillah. That after they went to the Mila for the night of the Pesach, they all went into one mikveh. You know what the mikveh looked like? He brings it, time I'm in Hagen, b'shem, the Rashmi Belze. You think you have a dirty mikveh? Yeah, what? A verblottete, versalzte mikveh? Yeah, zakte, therefore you have to have salt to remind us. He talks a little bit over here about Melech's doimis with stoim and the brings another reason. Okay. The one reason he doesn't bring, it was the one I wanted him, but that I grew up with. I don't know. Has to do with the tears. No, I went, look, can't find it. Well, didn't we grow up with this? That we, yeah. Huh, the salt or the tears? No, you never had the tears one?
Yeah.
Avada. Cook, basically, please find it. I'll give you homework. Find it. The tears. Claudius, I'm giving tears. Teren.
From the
Avada's parents. The Teren. Salt water is tears. Who doesn't know? So saline is tears. Alevase. The Zayda we have read. That was the word that we said in Bantish. The Teren. The Teren. Eh? Yidalach. First of all, let me just tell you, Ashtikel Veltel, and I want you to tell this to the kids. Is Karpas a simon for the Geula, or is Karpas a simon for the Shibut? It's a big shaylin, a shaynim, it's a big shaylin, a chaynim, because there's a whole shaylin if you're supposed to eat the Karpas be'a seva. A lot of biskuteria about it. So manushach, is it Karpas, samach perach, yeah, avoida, need a best saver. Some want to say that it's very possible that the whole night of the Seder is this imazakt dichotomy. See? Not an English word. Dichotomy. Is it this or is it this? Which one is it? When the Teretz is, I eat hot. Michtam Eliyof, like Zagin. I heard this from Rav Gifter. I used to scream. Yiddish agation can't be explained. They can have steered the agation at the same time. And there's an amala menshnach to the two. I think that's a real gift. He used to scream. He used to say, "Give my cook." Le'aleinu aptira. You make two brachas. Atayva meitim et abach dayanem. An amala menshnach. It's the chamishugin. A split personality. Chamishugin is ach. Another guy tells you that. Lock him up. Epslobesedach. Abayid hat a pesakeches. I can at the same time to cry and to thank the Eibish. That's the chalz. Huh? Yeah, man. That's good. Good. The meister chalz. At 2:30, you want me to talk about it? Then you'll have tinus afterwards. And let's see if you're crying or laughing if I continue. Lamas that. The Teretz HaBeisa is, what's the Teretz? Teren. Could also be what? Zvei Satan Teren, I say. There's two types of tears. Meken Veinen, was Mahat Nisht. Meken Veinen, val Mevil Haben. Longing, Mayim Beichen. There's a different type of crying. Miss something, cry, want. Call Karbancha Takriv Melach. Remember, if you had the carbon, a yid has to have what? The hergish. Was the vasrim gehat. The bayisha, I miss you. I miss you. I did a chet. I was nisrachik from you. Shari d'mois leinenalu in tefillah. It's one of the yisaidis of tefillah. In every davening, in every tefillah, the davenzu rabbeinu shloim kesher. So I have a shaila. What's demois? It should say shari dima. What is demois? On the Teretz Yisrael basis, there's different types of tears. There's tears of happiness, and there's tears of longing, and there's tears of yisurim. It's all tears. Different types of tears. Shari d'ma'is. Rabbi Hashem accepts all of it. In tefillah, you have to feel, Rabbi Hashem, I want to get close to you. We're lost, we're far. This is the inyan of carbon melach when it does hatmin in tefillah. Shari d'ma'is, lo'inan al.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.